Holy, here we go.
Go into any spoilers or details about the episode at all, so if you are not caught up on The Walking Dead, we don't give anything away. So we do that for you guys. Thank you guys for showing all of your internet love on the iTunes and the Twitter and the Facebook. So please, please, please continue to do that and get your friends to do that as well. We want you guys to become more involved in the show. We want to answer some of your questions from week to week. We didn't do that this week. I totally forgot about it, but we will do that hopefully every week. So without any further ado, let's get into it. The Nerd Sync Podcast, episode number 14. Please be courteous to others and set your cell phone to violent.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to put my phone on violent because I don't want that to actually...
On violent?
Did I say violent?
I'm pretty sure you just said violent.
I'm going to put my phone on violent. What would that... Okay.
So, oh, gosh!
It'd be like, it's a team! Ah! Instead of a text tone, it just shoots knives at people.
I should probably put mine on vibrate as well.
You mean violent? That's what my problem... I think I said... I was trying to say vibrate, but I said silent at the same time, so it was violent.
You see, now when somebody calls you, your phone's just gonna leap up off the desk and start gnawing on your neck or something.
Gosh, it's just... Yeah, that'd be...
It'll become projectile phone and just hit you right in the face.
That's what it should be. It'd be like... that's what violent is. It just locates the nearest living thing and just flings itself at it with tremendous force to let you know that something is going on with your phone.
Or maybe it's intelligent enough that it would arm itself with that fork and knife sitting over there.
And then just start taking little... Just like sampling my leg or something.
Well, I was going to say that it would stab you repeatedly, but
well,
okay.
It would only need the knife then. The fork is there because he needs to eat somehow, I would assume.
Maybe.
Hey, first let's get started. Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
We always start. Let's do that first. Hey, there's only three of us today. This is the Nerd Sync Podcast, although you probably already know that if you're listening to it. I am Scott. This to my right is Bryce.
Oh, hey.
I had to measure out which one was right and left because I don't really know that by heart. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
College student.
I never had time to, all the kids were always just like, well, what, you know, everyone could always tell what's right and left. I never could until I was, like, in sixth grade. I always had to do the hand thing. I still have to do the hand thing. Stop touching things. This is how the episode started. It is how it is going to end. The person laughing on the other end there is Nick.
Hello.
No stranger to the podcast.
Although I have been here recently.
Recently, that's okay. Yeah. We had recorded a podcast last week. That was the podcast that will never be because of some audio problems. So basically, I'm going to go through, guys, in 30 seconds, if you can think of what we talked about last time that we can just throw in here really, really quickly. So here we go. Halo 4 was good, right?
Okay.
It was amazing.
It was
pretty good. Doesn't have SWAT. Storyline was a little short. It does have SWAT now.
It does have SWAT now.
They updated it. Has SWAT now.
Okay.
Spartan Ops keeps the story going.
Yep, Spartan Ops keeps the story going.
Yep.
The storyline itself, though, came up a little short, but, I mean, they're making a trilogy.
Yeah, and with Spartan Ops continuing the story, I don't feel like I can say it's cut short.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Are they doing, like, 100 missions or something like that?
That's a lot of things.
50 missions, and 50. That's just season one. They said there's probably going to be more seasons.
Goodness. Wow, they're really keeping this thing going. I quite enjoy that, actually. Comics, there was Deadpool and Iron Man number one. We didn't like Iron Man too much, but Deadpool was really good. And
written by who?
Brian Posehn.
Awesome.
Brian Posehn is incredible. Bryce gave a really horrible Walking Dead spoiler that everyone hates him for. He mentioned that something very crazy happened in episode 4, and he wrote it on Facebook, and now everybody hated him, and we have a right, and no matter how much he tries to defend himself, he's never right.
It wasn't the big spoiler of the episode,
though.
It was a spoiler. It wasn't the big one, though.
It was a giant one, though. It's not like you just said something like, man, they really fought those zombies today.
Yeah, I still feel like we have to talk about this now, though. The secondary repercussions of it.
What was the secondary repercussions of it?
You spoiling it for...
Oh, gosh, dang it. Yes, all right.
So I didn't hear about this.
You didn't hear about... You were here, though.
We talked about it.
Did we? Well, I've slept since
then. Gosh, dang it, Nick.
When you sleep, you forget things? Okay, Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates. What happened was Bryce gave a really horrible spoiler away.
Not that bad, but yes,
Facebook.
Bad.
It, Stop saying that. It was a big spoiler, and I don't want to say it here because I have respect for you, unlike Bryce, who doesn't have respect for anybody and posted it online where everybody can see it. So, and then your friend posted under that the biggest spoiler of the episode, which...
And then I said he was lying. The crap out of me. And then I was like, I'm telling this guy.
Yeah, so basically, there was a couple of us who were really, really angry at Bryce, so we went to go beat on his door to try and get him to open it so we could beat him up. And eventually, they were successful. I wasn't there for that. Wish I was. I heard you, they what was it, AJ punched you really, really hard to the point where he, like, gave you a pretty serious bruise or something?
No.
That's what he told me.
No.
Maybe he was just thinking lying of himself.
A lot.
All right.
The first, he hit me twice in the stomach. The first one he threw, I was flexed for, so I barely felt it. The second one, though, Christian had grabbed me by my arms, and Paul had grabbed me by my legs.
They basically
stretched
you out.
And they were trying to stretch me out. And so I, like, kicked Paul, but as I kicked him, I stretched my stomach out, and he just nailed me right in the stomach.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, because I wasn't flexed at all. And I was like, oh, why
man,
did
you deserve it.
Nope, no bruises.
Is that what that big dent in your chest came from?
No, that's how human bodies naturally form.
Is that really?
Where your breastbone is, there's a little indent right there.
See, for me, it's just filled with lots of lard and stuff.
Same here, buddy.
I know. So anyway, what happened was everyone was really, really angry at Bryce, naturally. I mean, it's nothing new, really.
No.
Everybody's always mad at me for some reason.
A really quick anecdote from this anecdote is I heard the perfect phrase to summarize Bryce's role in this hall. It was said a couple weeks ago, and I just remembered it. I was just sitting in here all by myself with my door open, and I just hear someone yell, "Hey, Bryce, come smell this!" And I'm like, yeah, that pretty much sums up Bryce's...
No, have you heard the conclusion we've come to?
What?
My chest started hurting, like, really bad the other day, and I went to the doctor, and I have a stress ulcer in my esophagus, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm not ever stressed out. What could this be from? And as soon as I get back in the dorm, somebody, like, comes into my room and starts tipping stuff over, just, like, throwing stuff everywhere, and I'm like, gosh, why don't you guys ever leave me alone? And then I was like, oh my gosh,
this is where this
hall
comes from.
Has ruined my, like, I have an ulcer now because of you people.
Gosh. Yeah, I was in there one day. I think it was that day. There were just lots and lots of people in your room. Was that my fault? Was that because of something that was going on with me?
I feel like you might have caused that.
Yeah,
one.
I think that was my fault. All right. Well, Jordan had spoken to me earlier, Bryce's roommate, and said, we should do stuff as a hall. So then I just invited everybody into your room on accident. And then so... So I might not have helped with the situation. But back to the story.
Anyway,
so
Walking Dead spoilers.
All right, so the people that were really angry at Bryce, after we tried to get into his room unsuccessfully, we went back to their room, and basically we started talking about how stupid he was, and I let the spoiler slip because I had assumed that they had read it because they were angry at Bryce. Well, only one of them had read it. The other one just knew that Bryce did something stupid and wanted to beat him up. So then I ruined that. Because of Bryce, I ruined the episode for that guy. And I felt so bad. He immediately turns to me, fist clenched, and just says, "Face or chest, dude. Face or chest." And I'm like, "Neither, please." And then I just run out of the room, and I felt so bad afterwards.
And it caused so much more collateral, too, because every time somebody comments on a Facebook post, I don't know if people know this, but every time you comment on a Facebook post, it promotes that post.
Yeah.
Which makes it more visible to more people. So every time somebody commented on it, it was like, "Oh, great spoiler, you ruined it, blah, 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 you should have taken this down." Funny thing, I couldn't take it down because I posted it right before I left somebody's house. So I didn't have Wi-Fi from the point that I left their house until I got back to the dorm.
But you had plenty of time as soon as you got back to read that other people hated it, and you could have definitely taken it down.
Yeah, but by then all the stuff had stopped. All the comments had stopped.
Whatever.
Anyway.
If you had taken it down, that guy would not have ruined that second spoiler, the biggest spoiler for me. So I blame that on you as well. Because you had the power to stop it.
Wait, the second spoiler?
The biggest spoiler. Remember your friend?
Oh, that other guy.
Yeah.
See, that was not me.
But if you had taken it down, you had the responsibility and you should have acted. You know, like Nicolas Cage selling the Declaration of Independence.
But no, so then the other thing that happened, another collateral thing, is my roommate got mad at me because he watches The Walking Dead 2. And he was like, "Bryce, you ruined this episode for me." And I finally convinced him. Like, after talking to him for a while, I was like, because he was like, I'm not even going to watch this episode now. You ruined it for me. And I was like, no, trust me. That was not the biggest thing that happened in this episode. You still really need to watch this episode. And he was like, you know, I finally convinced him. He's like, oh, okay, fine. So then this other guy who's a tool walks into our room. And he hadn't read my post either. He just knew that people were commenting on it. But he had seen the episode. But he, you know, he didn't read my post, so he didn't know exactly what I'd posted. And he walks in the room, and he's just like, wow, Bryce is a total douchebag like that. And Jordan's like, yeah, he totally is. And then he's like, yeah, I can't believe that he would go on Facebook and say that this happened and this happened and this happened. And I just stopped and looked him right in the face, and I was like, what are you doing? And my roommate had a book in his hand. He throws it on the ground, stands up, and he goes, get out of my room! And he just like starts screaming because he ruined the rest of the episode for him. I was like, I'm so sorry, Jordan. I only posted one thing. I didn't intend for everything to be revealed to you.
I felt so, like, as soon as he told me that, I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, it's almost like, you know what it feels like? Because there was a lot of people yelling at even you, I think, were yelling, like, guys, it's just a show. And in my mind, I'm like, it's not just a show. But I'm like, it kind of is. But, I mean, like, it means a lot. I feel like when that happened, I felt really bad for Jordan. I was just, I almost felt like he had a death in the family.
Yeah, I felt horrible.
I was just like, I am so sorry for your loss. Like, so he's.
I was like, yeah, I ruined part of it for you, but now because of that, everything has been ruined for you. I'm so sorry.
So there wasn't any big thing after that, but I did end up watching it, and it was good. And I will give you that it wasn't the biggest spoiler of the episode, but it was still a big spoiler.
It's still a pretty big spoiler.
So yeah, Nick, you read it, didn't you? Or did you read it?
The post?
Yeah, what Bryce posted.
Yeah, I wanted to punch him in the throat. All right,
because I saw you posted something on Facebook like a couple days after that or something that was just like, if I read any more Walking Dead spoilers on Facebook, I'm going to kill people or something like that.
I'm going to start blocking people.
Yeah, well, I just straight up unfriend people. I've unfriended Bryce 3 times in the last 2 weeks, I think.
Twice. You've only done it twice.
The political thing
and then the Walking Dead thing.
I did it yesterday.
Why?
Because... All right, like Bryce said, the 2 reasons I unfriended him was, first he started talking politics, and I was like, this is horrible. He posted 3 political things within, like, 10 minutes, and it was awful. Right? And so I unfriended him. And then I added him back, and all of a sudden he spoiled Walking Dead. And I was like, nope. And then I unfriended him from there. And then, we got him back. And then yesterday...
What did I do yesterday?
When you were talking about politics again, instantly, I unfriended you.
Wait, when?
This was in real life.
Yeah, but when did I talk about politics?
You were saying something like, Bridges said, don't...
Oh, that was a specific question directed about politics. I had to answer it with a politics
answer. You didn't have to answer anything. He didn't ask you. You just wanted to chime in.
He asked the class.
Instantaneously, as soon as your mouth opened, I get on my phone, go to Facebook, and unfriend you. Because...
Gosh dang it, Scott.
It is so obnoxious listening to people talk about politics.
It didn't even have anything to do with our politics, though.
Yes, it did, because you said, oh, I really wish this was about our current political situation, because then I could talk about it.
Yeah, to clarify, the professor said, don't use any examples from our current political situation. And then he asked whatever question it was, and I was like, well, considering I can't use our current political situation, although it would be a good example, and then I went on with what I was saying. So that's...
Which was political.
It was a political question!
But you didn't have to answer it!
That's like saying, what kind of a government do we have? And as soon as somebody says we have a republic, you're just like, nope!
Well, see, normally I would just say, I don't care.
A bad one.
Yeah, and then that would be the end of that. So, I mean, I always just say, as long as they keep the internet up, I'm okay. I'm fine. But as soon as they take the internet down, I mean, anarchy. Am I right? Who's with me?
What if they leave the internet up, but they detain you and force you into some sort of a labor camp, and then you can't use the internet anyway?
Well, that defeats the purpose. If I'm in some sort of... like slave camp or whatever, and I still can use the internet to like tweet like having a horrible day in this slave camp, I'll be okay, you know. I'll get some sort of internet communications out there, you know.
Have you heard there's some states that are actually wanting to secede because of
Obama? The list is up to 45 now.
This is 45 out of 51.
Yeah, 51 now, because Puerto Rico now, is technically a state. Puerto Rico,
we have 51 states. The OCD person in me hates that. Hates that. It's,
curse you,
punch
Puerto
things.
Rico.
Seriously. So I looked at a flag with 51 states, and there are two designs. One looks basically like just the regular stars and stripes, but with just 51, so just added an extra star. The other one, which I saw Obama in front of, which makes me feel like we're going to use that one, is a circle of stars, and it looks pretty dumb, and so
wait,
I hope
okay.
we use that one.
Like the old colonial?
Yes, but instead they fill in the blank inner circle with more stars.
So really? It's like a circle with another circle inside of it and another circle inside of that one until
there's 51.
Wow.
It looks pretty stupid. Thanks, government.
We should make a red and white striped flag with blue stars just randomly all over it.
Gosh.
That would be the most annoying thing in the world.
That would be so
crazy.
That'd just
be irritating to look at.
Let's make it so... Ooh, let's make it like a snowflake. No two flags are the exact same.
When you buy a flag from the store, it comes with 51 iron-on blue stars.
And then you just put them on yourself, and then you can make little patterns and designs. Guys, let's patent this idea right now. Can we do that? Can we patent the American flag?
I feel like we can.
Is that a thing we can do? No?
Well, it wouldn't be the American flag.
We could, ooh, if we don't call it the American flag, but call it something
American.
American flag, then we could probably get away with it. You think?
Probably.
Maybe.
I mean, it would technically be different.
Yeah, I mean, if I could just say it right now and just instantly have the patent in my hand.
Well,
like
technically,
paperwork.
We can prove that we had the idea first if somebody tries to steal it.
Intellectual property.
That's true.
That's my least favorite thing is sitting in all of these classes where I have to learn about copyrights and intellectual property. Because first I had to listen to John Hale do it, and like about three times, and I wanted to blow my brains out.
John Hale do anything is terrible.
Yeah, I just wanted to blow my brains out. And then he's a librarian, for people who don't know. Which would be most people.
We've complained about him before, I think.
Not on this podcast.
On the Untitled podcast.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we complained about him a lot on that one.
A lot. But also, I was in my media class, and they were talking about it. And actually, it was a lot more interesting. So I learned that... In this modern society, as soon as you put something, as soon as you, you know, make a media thing, it's yours and it's copyrighted instantaneously. Whereas before you had to get like some paperwork done, I think.
Huh.
So this podcast is copyright now, starting now. So the last
starting right now,
last
so
like
you didn't
14
do something
or
with
whatever
it.
Episodes. No, this is Bromcash episode 14, take two. Yeah, I try to spell podcast in the weirdest way possible in every episode. So
you should spell it
Bromcash.
You should spell it not anything like podcast, and that would be the weirdest way to spell podcast.
You're probably right. Like I could probably do like turtle stop. Turtle stop episode 20. As if we'll get to episode 20.
We might.
We're at 14 right now. That's almost halfway there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait,
math.
That's
totally
halfway
did.
To 20.
Bryce, I'm going to unfriend you again.
That's over halfway to 20.
I will friend you just so I can unfriend you.
I'm taking quantitative literacy. I know these things.
That sounds like an English class, but apparently it's a math class.
It's a math class, and it's horrible.
It sounds... No, I mean, Paul said it was super really easy.
Well, some of it is like, it's really weird. Like, the first week we were in it, I was like, wow, this stuff is so simple. This is like logic stuff that I learned in like the first grade. And then like... 4 weeks in, all of a sudden, yeah, it was
seven.
It was really weird. It was like a bunch of like story problems and word questions, and mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, these are super simple. And then like 3 or 4 weeks into it, we got into like all sorts of weird theories and properties and stuff, and I'm like, how am I supposed to remember all these? There's so many. It's like formulas with words. I can't remember all these. I gotta have a cheat sheet.
Brain explosion. When I was in high school, I was in South Carolina. And the education there is horrible. I think we're like number 4 in like worst schools. So that's like way down on the list.
Wow.
That's not number 4 in like, hey, we're great. That's the worst. Where 50 would be the best, 1 would be the worst. We're number 4. So that's pretty bad. At least last time I checked. The point is, whenever I took a math class, they didn't care at all. They used tests. They would usually let us get into groups. They would let us
Wow.
Beforehand, we could take a like a 3x5 card and write whatever we wanted on it, like formulas or whatever else, math answers to things. Yeah, we would do that, and so it was really easy. And I kind of feel like I should have had a better education in the fact that, like, when you know how it is, like, I'm glad that I got the slack off a lot in high school, but I feel like it's coming back to bite me a little bit because now I don't know things. All I would ever do is go to my graphics class and goof off. I was in graphics class almost every day of high school, so however many days that is. And then I would just do stuff. That's how I learned Photoshop. And through Photoshop is how I learned editing other things, and then editing, you know, videos and editing audio. And through that, here we are today. So that's a little history story of things.
Bryce is unamused.
Bryce is
something in my eye.
Oh, I had figured he was so touched by the story that he started crying. Like, he was just, oh my gosh, you guys. I just got something in my eye. It's cool. No,
I literally had something in my eye there for a second.
Isn't that the worst? When you actually have something in your eye? And people are, I was in middle school and we watched what was supposed to be a very emotional movie. And it was all right, but, you know, I don't ever cry at movies.
I cried in Toy Story 3, just saying.
If you listen to, and you guys weren't there, but if you listen to the episode with Nick Battaglini, one of my other friends, it was just me and him. We talked about movies the only movies that we've ever cried during. So that was kind of fun and a little bit embarrassing.
What were they?
I can't remember his because it was so long ago. But mine were Marley and Me because my dog had just died. And they didn't market it, so I thought it was going to be a fun dog movie. Turned out to be a very sad dog movie. I was like, this is not what I needed. But the only other one that I remember right now is, if you guys remember the animated movie Treasure Planet.
You cried during that?
Never saw it all the way through.
I cried, and that's the most embarrassing. That's the most embarrassing one. They had a crazy, I've never seen it since, so it's. I've tried to block it from my memory. Basically, there was this big, heavy, emotional score, and the main character, they were doing a flashback to where he was a kid, and his dad left him, and I'm like, oh my god, you guys. I was in the house all by myself. It was late at night, and I just like, yep, this is happening right now. And I just bawled. And it's slightly embarrassing because it's not even like a super emotional movie. Like,
I was going to say that movie, like when you said you cried during it, I was like, I don't even know where there's a part in that movie that was sad.
I know. Like, Marley and Me, it was kind of a happy cry. Like, I'm remembering all the great times I had with my dog and stuff like that. Treasure Planet was just like, oh gosh, nope. And then I couldn't hold it in. But I mean, it makes sense when people say that they cried at Toy Story 3 because that is very, like, especially for us, like, you know, because
that was our movie.
That was our movie. Andy is about the same age as us.
Yeah.
Or the exact same age as us because he was going off to college when we were going off to college. And so a lot of that was like, and I don't know if you guys have had that exact same experience where, you know, you have toys that you don't want to get rid of because you're just like, you know, these things have been with me my entire life. You know, it's when you sink into that whole nostalgia
My Bionicles.
You can't get rid of your Bionicles?
I sold all of them except one.
Okay.
Because, I felt horrible because I was like, oh my gosh. I bought, whenever new ones came out, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get the new one. And even up until the point that I was like in high school and they came out with the newest, like the last official Bionicles. Now they have like this Hero Factory thing they do, which is really dumb.
I don't know what that is.
But the last official Bionicle they sold, I ended up going out and buying the white one. The white one was my favorite. So I went out and bought it. And so I had the entire white collection, like all of the minifigures and all the big ones. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And my mom even like yelled at me a little bit. She was like, you spent like $15 on that? And I was like, yes.
Well, I still
you spend
to this
money
day,
on cleaning supplies, and I don't want that.
Like, I still to this day, like, if there's some like cool Lego set I will go buy it. Or if there's a new Halo figure, I will go buy it.
See, for me, it's like, I love Legos and I would really like to get back into Legos, but my problem is they're so gosh darn expensive these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's just me as a kid where
I think they were expensive before.
They might have been, because I remember me as a kid, I was just like, you know, I never paid for anything, so I don't actually know how expensive they are. But now that I have to start paying for things... I say now as if it's just recently, but in the past like 10 years when I've, or more, I don't know when money happened, but over that, course of time,
how does one money?
How does one go about moneying ever, as soon as I started having to pay for myself? You know, it's that whole like value of a dollar thing. And I still don't think I've ever learned that because I'm spending most of my money on a brand new microphone. Just so this, I mean, I think, I can justify that by saying it's an investment, you know?
Yeah.
So, but when it comes to people playing video games...
Scott had this discussion with me. I don't know if you saw it, Nick, but it got heated.
It got heated really quickly.
And
to the point where I thought Bryce was going to unfriend me, so I had to think fast and unfriend him.
I posted on Facebook that I was wanting to see if anybody was going to the Black Ops 2 release.
Yep.
I did see that.
Yeah, because I was like... Okay, because I allow myself 3 video games. Granted, Assassin's Creed, if ever a new one comes out, I will buy it because it is my series.
Yeah, so hold on, I have a question about that. Is it every year you just say 3 video games, period?
Or these are just the 3 series that I follow.
This is just, okay, so if a new game came out, you probably wouldn't go get it?
Well, it just depends, because like Skyrim was a random buy for me.
Okay.
That was just extra money I had, and everybody was raving about it, and so I was like, well, check it out.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I bought it.
That was a gigantic thing when that came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even more so than any other game so far, ever since it came out, at least here, because as soon as that came out, everybody got it. People were staying up all night playing it, skipping classes.
Yeah.
And now, you know, within like a couple weeks, everyone got, you know, Assassin's Creed, Halo 4, Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, and still not as big, in my opinion, as Skyrim. So, like, I mean, just the reaction to them.
Me working at GameStop, I know this. This Black Ops 2 was the biggest release we've had. We sold the most games ever. That is the most games we've ever sold.
Of this specific GameStop or of all GameStops?
This specific GameStop.
Aren't you not allowed to tell us numbers?
Ooh.
I mean, I guess it's strictly not numbers.
I didn't say they were better than any other stores or anything. This was our biggest sale.
All right.
I can say that.
I'm pretty sure you'd be able to say that.
I can say that. But definitely, though, there was a lot more hype associated with Skyrim. Because, like, with Skyrim, it was like after Skyrim came out, people were talking about it. Just, like, constantly. Like, this is an awesome game.
I did not even know Black Ops 2 was out until you said something the other day.
Yeah.
And I've not heard anything about it since. I've not seen anybody playing it.
I don't know. It's really interesting. But going all the way back now to my original story, I allow myself the 3 games, the 3 series that I buy. Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed, Halo, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Anyway, I posted on Facebook that I wanted to go to this release, right? And so Scott gets on my Facebook and he goes, gosh, Bryce, or something this effect.
How about this? You do me and I'll do you. And then I'll pull up the Facebook conversation right now.
And we'll see who is correct.
And then Nick will judge who was correct. I need to add you back on Facebook first, Bryce.
Just take it.
All right. Here, do you have your iPod up there ready?
Yes, iPod.
All right. This in no way means that I'm accepting your politic talk. This is just for the podcast. Bryce, did you accept my friend request?
I have yet to get that friend request.
You could at least pull up the conversation on your... Oh, there it is.
Up there. There we go. There.
Huzzah! Real-time friend-making.
Confirm.
This is a podcast version of how people become friends. And then at the end of this conversation, you'll see how people are not friends anymore. But still allow people to be on the podcast.
He's just a guest.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to quote you. I'm going to quote you and you're going to quote me, correct?
Okay. I need to see if I can...
But you can't look at it yet.
What?
Because we got it. We're not actually reading the direct post. We're just... Stop it, Scott!
Why am I...
Stop!
Why can't I read the direct post?
Not yet.
Why not?
Because we're supposed to be quoting each other.
Right. I'm quoting your posts, and then you're quoting mine.
Exactly word for word?
Well, we could summarize it. I just don't remember what you said.
Oh.
I could always, I mean, I could, if you want me to make it up on the spot, I could go, I'm present, stupid, and like video games. And then you'll be like.
Yeah, and then when Nick decides the judging thing, he'll be like, wow, Scott, that wasn't right at all.
Actually, that does sound like you, bro.
It was really good. I thought so.
That's good.
So it'd be like, I'm Bryce, I like video games, and Scott is my bestest friend in the whole world, and I am stupid, and I did a horrible impression of Scott. And now it's your turn. Is that what you think of me? I mean, I'll admit that was pretty spot on, but I mean, have I ever said that?
Pterodactyl.
Okay, so
really?
do you have the conversation pulled up?
I'm getting to it.
It's one with 31 comments under it. And we're not going to read the ones not by you and me. Except I might read the one of your friend who hates me. And I'll read it like a troll. Like an internet troll would sound. Or an actual troll. If we're going to go back to Skyrim. Do you have it pulled up?
Yes, I have it pulled up.
All right, here we go. Or if Nick wants to get on and be the troll that hates me. We can do some role playing right now. Nick, get on Facebook.
One sec.
Yeah, just look at Bryce. His post should say, so who's going to the release of Black Ops today that has extra room in their car for me? Question mark.
It just says for me, not for me.
I'm going to choose my own acting choices, okay? If you don't like them, then, you know, you can make your own choices. But I'm going to be me. You can be you. But just
actually, I'm being you. And
oh, that's right. It's the other way around. You'll be me. I'll be. So, Nick, you'll be, what's this kid's name that doesn't like me?
Miles.
Nick, you will be Miles.
Okay.
Like Desmond right. Miles?
As in Desmond Miles. In fact, we will call him Desmond.
Punch him for me, please.
See, I want to.
But it's but not I'm worried. AM.
No, I'm worried that I'll bump the microphone. And so I'm more worried okay. about
I bumped it for you.
God, dang it. It was more of a slap, but I didn't want to hurt my hand. Alright.
On my rock hard muscles.
Well, it's really my. I'm just really weak. All right, here we go. Everyone got their scripts ready? Nobody all speak at once.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Nick, you don't come in
for
a little bit.
Yeah, you don't come in for a while.
Don't read it word for word, but just kind of get the gist of it. So here we go. Reading Bryce Nolan's plea for Black Ops. Let's take one and action.
So who's going to this release of Black Ops tonight?
I will punch you in the face.
I'm so sorry. All right, we'll try it again.
Wait, why don't I read my parts and you read your
because
parts?
Because it's funnier
that way
this
we're
way.
Actually us.
No, but it's funnier this way.
Gosh dang it.
So who is going to the release of Black Ops tonight that has an extra room in their car for me?
That has an extra...
an extra room.
That's not how I worded that.
Once again, we're not saying it word for word.
Gosh dang it.
Go for it. Wait. Someone says stuff, and then basically I say,
Bryce, haven't you bought enough games?
These three are the only three I allow myself. LOL.
How much money have you wasted on video games? Literally, all of these games will be there longer than the midnight release. You could just pick it up some other day.
Well, you're not wrong, you handsome stud.
That's not what it says.
You don't pay more for the midnight release, you know, even though that was a stupid comment, because I'm not actually paying attention to what you are writing. And
oh, but
I'm
this
Bryce,
is where Scott gets
idiot.
Offended, though. This is where Scott gets offended.
I don't get offended. I just like to call you an idiot. So
Scott replies to my you don't pay more for the midnight release post with, I know that, you idiot.
In all caps.
In all caps. So, I know that, you idiot.
There you go.
I just mean, why do you have to go to these midnight releases of all of these? Basically, Scott says that these games will eventually be there later and the price will go down, and therefore, why don't you wait?
Buying three games in a very short span of time is a waste of money and also time.
That's not what I said at all.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the gist of me. You weren't getting me right. You weren't getting
just
the, you
word
weren't,
for
you weren't
word.
Getting the
it's
sub. Con- no, the word for word is too long. You weren't getting the sub context. So I was just letting you. Okay.
This is video game season. This just happens to be when they all are released. I don't spend money any other time of the year except for gas and food.
I don't know. I just can't see justifying three games consecutively. Your productivity must plummet.
Well, you're not wrong, that you godlike beast.
Nope.
I keep myself in check, though. I haven't beaten any of them yet.
Gosh, I would hope not. The way I see it, you're basically buying $60 games times 3 distraction.
You read that wrong. All right, you're horrible at being me.
So my spending of money is less important, or less productive than your buying of a $150 microphone.
To which I say, yeah, yes it is. Because mine's an investment, you idiot. And then Miles comes in, which is Nick. Go.
Wow.
Wow, because I'm getting it or because I don't get...
Wait, what?
Wow, because I'm getting it or because I didn't go get it tonight. Because
Bryce had decided.
Because I have decided that I am not going to get it tonight. And I will heed my brilliant friend Scott's advice. Because
false.
He is a genius.
I still bought it.
But you didn't buy it that night.
No, but it was the same price.
Exactly.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter then?
Exactly. God. Why does it matter that you had to go midnight release is basically what I'm saying.
Because for the environment. Okay, what's more fun? Going and hanging out with a bunch of other gamers waiting for the midnight release? Or just walking into the store when nobody's there and being like, I want Black Ops 2.
Well, you said it yourself. Black Ops fans are nuts.
Like, that they are.
Hanging out with Mass Effect friends when I went to go to that. Hanging out with Mass Effect fans. That was fun. Because there was lots of awesomeness going on. So let's skip down to what I said.
I'm experiencing negative emotions and therefore should not post anything. Gamers waiting for the midnight release or just walking into the store when nobody's there and being like, I want Black Ops 2.
Well, you said it yourself. Black Ops fans are nuts.
Like, they are.
Hanging out with Mass Effect fans, that was fun because... There was lots of awesomeness going on. So let's skip down to what I said.
I'm experiencing negative emotions and therefore should not post anything on the internet right now.
If you two don't stop it, I'm putting both of you in the timeout.
Bryce, is this a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Bryce, he kind of makes almost like an innuendo comment below that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure
Bryce,
what he
I'd
meant.
Like to see you put me in timeout.
you'd have to know, Miles.
So one post was deleted, and because Christian got on and posted as me saying that I'm gay, but which effectively made me lose the argument. So thanks for that, future roomie. But let's skip to the part where Scott says,
"Golly, people are so angry on the internet."
And then we'll skip past the one after that and go to what Miles, the last thing that Miles says.
Whoa, why are we skipping that one?
Because, just go for it, because this way I win. Go, Nick.
No.
The last thing Miles says is two words.
Gay?
No! Come on, I'm almost winning. Go.
I'm sorry.
Bam. Out of context, but I still win because of internet. Doesn't matter, irrelevant. I win. Everyone. Nick, you get to judge now who is accurate, who is right. Me for saying
we missed a majority of the argument.
All right,
honestly.
Let's go back to the main argument.
I read the whole argument.
All right. So for those of you who can't read it or just don't want to and didn't think our interpretation was that great, basically, which let's face it, it was spot on. Basically, Bryce is saying I want to go buy this game, and I'm saying Bryce, you're wasting like lots of money buying it in a very short period of time because you could buy one game, beat it, buy another one. By that time, the price will go down, beat that, and then buy another one. By that time, the price will go even further down, and then you play that. So that was basically my argument. And then people were saying, you shouldn't be, people are stupid, you're dumb. And I mean, that's just how I read people who insult me because I don't want them to seem intelligent. So I'm just like, no, but I'm smarter because I can be, because I don't know you. So, Bryce, what's your defense for that?
My defense for that is, honestly, gaming is my thing, and so that's the thing I spend money on. And I do not spend hardly any money any other time of the year except for gas.
Yeah.
Final judgment?
All right, Nick, what do you think? Who is correct here?
Neither of you.
I knew that was coming.
Why don't you think so? Why don't you think I was right? Or my very beautiful friend, Scott?
That's not how I sound at all.
Nick, all right. Can we have your judgment on that?
I'm just going to skip to my judgment
all
on
right,
the conversation.
That's fair.
It really just depends on what you're into. Like you, Bryce could probably say the same thing about you and your comic book buying. What you could say for
I thought about that, and I have a defense for that.
Well, let me, hang on. I can understand buying multiple games at the same time because you don't want to focus in on one game because you can get tired of it and just kind of burn yourself out. So having something else to switch to can be nice. And it really just depends on what you're into. So, I mean, the video games may be a bit more expensive than, you know, comic books. That I don't know how often they come out.
Comic books, I mean, they come out weekly, but it depends on what, it depends on if you read issues that come out every week, because mostly it's like a monthly thing. So,
well, I mean, and comic books seem to be a bit more consistent, whereas video games, you know, you got to wait, like, you may have a cluster, but then you'll have to wait, you know, months or even years.
But then you have the whole thing about, you know, video games to invest many, many more hours into, especially when you have Halo 4, who's doing, like, the all of the, like, the ops thing that you guys talked about, where they're just releasing lots of things to try to get people to keep playing. And, like, for me, like, my defense, and I'm not, let's, full disclosure, I'm not hating on people who play video games. I kind of envy it in a sense because I can't play video games, both in skill, like, I'm not very great, and I could just never get into it. Like, Mass Effect is probably the only gaming series that I've ever gotten into because it's more of a story than like, I mean, there's a lot of action, but I like the story they tell a lot more. And like Halo, I've beaten all of the games multiple times and it's just never clicked with me. Like I've never really liked it, which is why I don't own any Halo games. But I don't know. It's like for me for comic books, like I invest time, but it's only because only a couple of them come out every week, I invest maybe like an hour a week. Whereas video games, you can't, I don't know anyone who's like played a, who, you know, plays a video game that they just got and they just stop playing for an hour. And now my argument is going to sound invalid because nobody's here going like, yeah, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Not that you guys would say that anyway. Okay. So he's officially gone. Thank goodness. Right.
Well, now that Nick can't hear us, obviously we have to talk about him behind his back.
Okay, so, Nick, what's wrong with you, your Wi-Fi dropping out like that? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Ha.
Gay.
Gay. What to go along with my argument, as far as reasoning-wise, also, I buy Assassin's Creed for the storyline.
Right.
I buy Halo and Call of Duty for the multiplayer. Halo,
that's fair.
Halo more for the multiplayer with, you know, guys in the dorm. Call of Duty for the multiplayer with my friends back home.
All right. I mean, I see that.
And also
that.
Zombies. Zombies with
All right.
Call of Duty.
I see that, and it does help your argument a little bit, because that does rationalize it, I feel like, because you're not buying it. Well, like, Assassin's Creed, I understand, because that's like your, I mean, I feel like that's your favorite series. Seeing as how much you talk
about.
Yeah,
so I would have bought that anyway.
I would have been like, I would be surprised if you didn't buy that one. Then it's like Halo. Halo and Call of Duty are the two that I feel like, because I can't get into those games. And so those are the two where I'm just kind of like, people just buy that because it's a big title, or is it actually any good? Because the last Call of Duty game I played was Black Ops. And so there's been two now after that. And I have not bothered to play those. Because I didn't really hear many good things about Modern Warfare 3, to be honest. And I was like, well, whatever. And then I don't own any Halo games. I mean, not that I hate Halo. I do like the multiplayer. The Halo multiplayer is a lot more fun than the Call of Duty multiplayer.
Yes.
Because the Call of Duty is like, okay, yeah, it's realistic, but Halo is fun. Like, it's just straight out fun. Like, Call of Duty, I get so aggravated when I play online because people are super good. And I'm horrible, and so it's really hard to try to jump in and get killed all the time. So then Halo, it's like, you know, I get shields and stuff.
Also with Halo, at the end of the game, it doesn't post your deaths.
Yeah.
And with Call of Duty, it posts your kills, your deaths, and your kill-to-death ratio. And so, you know, at the end of a Halo round, you're like, oh, yeah, we lost, guys, stuff like that. Now, if somebody wants to go back and look at the statistics of the round, they can do that. But at the end of a Call of Duty round, you automatically get, oh, look at this chump on
our team.
Oh, this
guy got 8 kills and 31 deaths. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know any better. For me, it is a personal preference thing, as Nick was saying. And I did say that I will point out that I did say that in my Facebook argument, that it's personal preference and that I just don't understand it. And so, yeah.
But that contradicts itself. It's personal preference, but I don't understand it.
How does it contradict itself?
That you were like giving the argument, not giving it up and saying you lost, but kind of, you know, giving the end to the argument by saying, well, I guess it's just a matter of personal preference on who wants to buy what. But yes. Then you responded to the end of that, but I don't understand it.
Well, that doesn't really justify a response. I'm saying, okay, yes, I understand that it's your personal preference, and we can leave it at that. Me personally, I just don't understand it. And then that I was kind of, I just really wanted to leave it like that and be like, and but then you just kept poking me. But I don't know. I didn't mean to blow up that big. To me, it was kind of like a thing where, you know, I, as I've said many, many times, I am not a gamer, and so these things don't make sense to me. And a lot of people get really angry when I say that I'm not a gamer, because they'll just be like, oh, how can you call yourself a nerd if you don't play games? And I'm like, well,
false.
That those are mutually exclusive things. See, you can play games and not be a nerd, and you can be a nerd and play games, or you can just be a nerd and not play any games. Like it those don't depend on each other.
Yeah.
So obviously you have people in each sector.
Yeah, like they're jocks that play games.
Exactly. Probably sports games is, you know, they might not be nerds, but they just like sports and they like to play sports. And
or they like maybe to play sports video games.
Yeah, they like to play sports video games. They like to see their teams play in the off season by playing video games with their favorite teams or something. I don't know how sports. Okay. Hey, we're kind of done, I guess. We've talked a lot about things. This has been a kind of neat podcast where we talk about video games
and life.
And so.
And Facebook.
We learned a little bit about ourselves. And we learned a little bit about each other. And, you know, that's all we can ask for, really. It's just enlightenment to the world around us. So, brain thoughts. All right. You want to end this episode? I know we have...
Are you still ending it with Christian's words?
I'm definitely going to do that. But we need some way to send us off, I guess, maybe. The transition to... The end
Christian words.
To Christian words.
It didn't work.
What?
It didn't work.
Oh no, I throw it in at the
downloadable audiobooks. They have over 100,000 titles in many a genre that you guys can listen to and enjoy. And you guys can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/nerdsync. You sign up for a free 30-day trial. You get a free audiobook as well. Lots of free stuff for you guys. Super easy, super fast, super worth it. Trust me, I'm a doctor. This week's audiobook recommendation is The Hobbit. It recently hit theaters, and you could always benefit from the knowledge of knowing what the actual book says in comparison to the movie, because usually there's a lot of differences between the two areas of entertainment. So once again, you can download that or any other audiobook of your choosing for completely free by going to audibletrial.com/nerdsync. And we will see you guys next week. Stay nerdy, San Diego.
Don't mess with my... Did you put that on backwards?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it doesn't fit... This one's really squished in. It doesn't fit right.
It's going to be really weird, people not knowing what we're talking about.
Visual things for an audio podcast.
Don't mess with my... Did you put that on backwards?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it fit. This one's really squished in. It doesn't fit right.
It's going to be really weird, people not knowing what we're talking about.
Visual things for an audio podcast.